On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells. Lord Krishna blew his conch shell called Panchajanya. Arjuna blew his, the Devadatta, and Bhima, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conch shell called Poundra. King Yudhishthir, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijay, and Nakula and Sahadev blew the Sugosh and Manipushpaka. The great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter, Shikhandi, Dhrishtadyumna, Virat, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi and others, O king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot, bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. After looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra, drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna. Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here, those who desire to fight, and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.